It's like my Inc. is a 501c3 tax exempt nonprofit organization, and we are 6 years strong into our work in the community. Our mission is to share awareness about the abilities and potential of individuals with vision loss through community service initiatives, comprehensive empowerment workshops. Our base is here in the great city of Newark, New Jersey, where I was born and raised. And it actually started on the toilet. I always say that, you know, to break the ice, but it's a real true thing. It started where I was in a stage of feeling sad and isolated because of some personal things, and I called up a friend of mine. We both share the same eye condition, and at that time, before we met each other, our eye condition was rare. And the condition that we have is called pseudotumor cerebri, which is now more prevalent in many women, and especially women of color. And in my propositioning to her that, you know, we should start a nonprofit organization, she was receptive. And my cousin, Isam Muhammad Esquire, he was just finishing Rutgers Newark Law School. We got together and we started the organization. We didn't have like a traditional landscape on how we were gonna direct things to our organization, but we just allowed a lot of our lived experiences to be poured into what we're doing, past, present, and hopefully the future. A lot of our focus is on blindness awareness, advocacy, innovation for inclusion, and making sure that we're a part of the conversations that build communities. You know, we are people first. And although there are not often times where most communities are populated with the majority of residents with disabilities, the fact of the matter is that we are living in several communities in Newark and around the state of New Jersey. We shouldn't be a forgotten community. So the organization, much of what we have been doing to bring awareness, connecting with change agents in the community, letting them know what our issues are, and working together, because some of my idea about bringing awareness is not just about being combative. You know, sometimes when communities feel left out, their first go-to is, oh, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. No, that's not our philosophy. We want to work together, because sometimes what you don't know, you just don't know, you know? And it's not a reason to feel offended. It's just showing more opportunity to produce the work and to be cohesive with people who may not experience disabilities. In New Jersey, there's an estimated 259,000 residents with different degrees of vision loss, from low vision to no vision. And our organization, what we try to do is, well, what we are doing is we have resource fairs annually to connect community members, their loved ones, and professionals in all fields to services, opportunities, and assistive technology, enhance the quality of life for individuals with vision loss. We also connect with our public servants, you know, our municipal government, so that, you know, some of the decisions that they're making can include us, from having informational sessions for Newark residents so that they can know that, hey, the heads of all types of entities have a space for us to take advantage of. We host weekly peer support groups, especially during this pandemic. We've had a weekly peer support group every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. where residents with vision loss and other disabilities can come and connect to access information, to stay connected in a way where they're adjusting to this new norm of the pandemic, but also still adjusting to the challenge of their disability. It became a little popular. So not only are there Newark residents who attend our peer support group, but we have people out of state and throughout the state. We'll have people calling in from Texas every Sunday, or Chicago, or Philadelphia, or even Jamaica. And all of these people are either visually impaired or blind, or have some type of disability. And sometimes there are some people who don't have disabilities who just want to connect and have some more insight on what our community is about. And there's a myriad of other different initiatives we put together over these past 6 years to bring awareness to what vision loss is and how to adjust and still live life after blindness.